This is Thursday, November 17th, 1983, talking with Chief Andrew Isaac in his home in Dot Lake. Okay?
I was closing, they make closing. In the fall time, sometime we kill a little caribou in July. We want little long here, we kill caribou in September. Little more long here in October. October 1st, they start a brick loose. I don't know how they do. They brick loose. Still, they make pocky. All them stuff we use, we don't feel cold in our lake, not even our feet. Women, people, they work all clothing. Kids, grown people, old people. They sew, they tan skin, no eye. We got one hill up to headed the Hill River. Flat rock. Seen rock, whole mountain. Somehow they move in that area, they pick them out and they brook. That's how they get scrapped rock. Even the fur, all kind of fur. Hoppenick, they got it, they tan and make clothing. And after that, we all got the dry meat. We start in April. Whole group of people move up to Long Cabin, Lake Mansfield. Big Hill, Stone House. And a little Denson, Long Cabin, Wolf Creek, Mosquito Fork, and down across the flat past the Indian Creek and Rock Creek and Flint Hill and Kitchmastock. Take us about 5-6 days to move back to family, to move back to Kidmanstock. Before season, our season Indian in Alaska. We wait all till April, May, June. July, we start to kill moose. July, my first fat, get in good shape. Indian people, they know. Every bird in country, when they good shape, they know. So Indian people, they don't kill game, wild poo. Springtime, cow moose got young one, is poor meat, and got not much meat to kill her. So they just leave it alone. According to the chief, tell them. Old chief, they really tell his people to take care animals. Don't waste it. Even porcupine, rabbit. Sometimes we got a lot of rabbit one area. that family move in that area, they kill Luff, Robert, and they try them. They bring in the cash. Long cabin. Oh, we got what put near 20, 30 cash. Still up yet. I like walk in that area someday. I get me a horse, I might go that country. That area I race. And after that, I growing up, went down to Dog Team, Long River, down to Sam Creek, pass down to George Creek, get back down the river, went down to Little Gershel, Black Hill, Hilly River, McMahon, Good Pastures, Dalder. That's on the far we used to go. Not too long, people been down Dalder. They started going down to Dalder, some white guys make snow. They buy groceries. Indian people, they don't buy groceries too much. They buy animation, shell, powder, tobacco, tea. Four things, important things. They buy more and the food. So they pack, they start a pack back through their village. Old chief people, the tiny steamboat started run in Yukon. And Don Tanana, they find out boat landing, pass, go up to Fort Yukon, go up to Circle, Ekel, Dawson. And people find out for settled stuff to bring it out quite a bit by boat. Lake Mansfield people walk all the way down to Eagle. And sometimes old chief people from Scotty Creek, they make themselves skin boat. All skin boat, there's Indian, they built easy. They built right away, they make frame. They make right away. And they load up their stuff and put near every village, got their own boat sometimes, two boat, whole boat, started May. Get down there and sometime in May month, sometime in June, I guess. Ever since then, they stay there. Same time, potlatch going on. That the place, Indian people, and Terry in Alaska, they all get it down there. What the big man in other village down Yukon and Fort Yukon and all in that area, big people, they all down there. That the time, our Athabascan Indian, one big chief leader in Lake Mansfield.
Who is
before my grandfather's. I don't know his name, Indian name, Sainitlet. And a white man coming, they call him Adam. Raise old Allman. Lose all their teeth. All his boy like that size, they stay with their daddy. Just soon they'd bring it, but they'll go out to hunt the dry meat hunt. Always they make little thin dry meat and they hit. And they make I use the name in the Eskimo cheese, they call. They make it like that and they put in the grease. We use caribou stomach, little caribou. We clean up all them points, we cut straight, and we put stick in between and close them. And that little caribou stomach, we put grease, all full, meat to put it in. Sometimes we say all one day, us Indian, we picking blueberries, canberries, high bush berries, plants, salmon berries and strawberries, raspberries, all that kind. Berries we picked and they use it. When anything that we work in the spring, you know, relay with a dog pack back to Mansfield and all around the cache, they put meat in it, fat. Us Indian, we use tallow, a lot of it. Use a lot of grease. I think we have some vitamin through the berries, probably. I never see Indian sick. I never see Indian catch cold. Just free like that. That's all Indian leaving. I don't know cold. All through my life, boy, never catch cold. They're trimming us. We was grind boys. Chase us down in cold water, ice run. We got to jump in the water ice, we got to swim. All that breaking, trimming. Us Indian, our parents, our uncle, our grandfathers, people trimming us for enemy, teaching us the enemy. In case happen, Indian war coming, what we gonna do right away? While we sitting, get up and run. What we gonna do? All that story to tell us. So we get trimming. Grandfather's people real tell us. Story about leaving. Grandfather's people, many people, they make snowshoes, even summer. big pile of snowshoes to make. They don't cost nothing to young people. They just give it. Young people, you never buy snowshoes frame. Today you buy frame $25. Grandfather's people just given to us. And we make it, punch ourselves, and we drill ourselves where the string gonna go around. We make it that. And bring it back to mom, grandma. Indian given hand each other. And never live alone, other person, even work for themselves. Grandma, uncle, people, I see their friend working hard. I go there, give a hand. That's only one way I race through. Our Indian never leave it alone. Poor person gave us something. When we working on a meat, we get enough meat, enough tallow. Them berries we get enough can last us all winter. Till next summer, berries coming out the prime, even that far we use the berries. We got no deep freeze, but top dry inside, fresh. They sit in the cache. Mom, people, they get up and they open up top. And they start breaking in that very stiff. They dry to that pitch. They break up. A lot of green berries, you see, the bottom. So they take it out. With other tallow, they don't give us food. Sometimes 1 tablespoon. That time, no spoon. In my young time, 7, 8. Pretty sure someplace 11. I see first time. We move up to Jackway. My daddy, my father, he find out some white man find gold up Jackway. So my daddy, people kill caribou and sell caribou, make it good money. Well, my daddy moved in the whole family in that area. That area that are real used place. I should get that area and steady here. We use for trap line, that's all in this area. Kind of a little hard to get moose. You want to get moose, you got to go up the hills, around the lake just far way off, and the river. In that area, Indian use quite a bit what they call Ekil Trail. Not the real trail for back in old time. they got trailed back across from Tetland, coming up to Flint Creek. Come up across to Fairplay Mountain, Caribou Hill. They coming in Kickumstock. Sometime we got a lot of Tetland people with us and went into Caribou Hill, started running. Even Don Cobbersinde people. Chief John in Mentasta. Chief Charlie, Don Susludi. There's so many miles down below them. Not only people, Chief Sam. They're coming over in April with Stoke team. Even not much, they joined with Lake Mansfield people when we were up to Long Kevin. The most important place in this real used place. They stay with us. Sometimes they go down to Kitchumstock. They stay with us, Kitchumstock. And the fall time season open in August. Middle to July, they come across. They're going up towards the Fairplay Mountain. Some people going back to Long Cabin. Some people go back to Raven Nest, Indian name, Tatsatoch. Our old chief used to stay there too. And some people come up here to Billikrick and coming down. The people headed the country. Like slow, but some people don't catch much game. In that area, awesome farm, you see caribou in that time. No matter when. Right now, you don't see no nothing. But there 22 years, I don't see no caribou. I hate caribou. Not the animal I race with, caribou, moose. Meet far away in the mountain. Just once in a while we move in. With Framley, Lake Mansfield, got a special place, the sheep place, the hot sheep. We move with them. Sometimes a whole bunch. And they spread out, they get across to Robertson, they spread out and long the mountain. They hunt. So they, all them animals, I don't care how many they kill. Even old men, they skin the little caribou. Sometimes sow, still, they cut it up. They put it in the ear, dry it up right away. Today, my story, all them sour me. They save for dog, I guess. Even they take care of the meat. Never wish it. And the caribou feet, they cut the splatter. Halfway this much. Most feet, they cut them this much. They're high on the big tree roots. They're true over there. They live there years. I don't know how to bear Nebba. They live there. Old time Indian stories they tell us across the country with the hungry. One now, individual person, sometime go they move in that area, they kill moose, they put their feet open. Even now, you guys go long cabin, look in the cache, it's all full caribou feet. He's not bad if you get stuck. We used to take 5 gallon can, put water in, and we put the caribou feet in. Boil them. First boil them, we dump off. Second water, boil off. I think the boils now 4 hours, I guess. And all caribou feet back shape like fresh you kill. And all caribou feet fresh. You can grab the skin, you can pull out. And they cut it up, feed the family and the people out there. They get enough, they cook and start to cook another one. That's what Indians used to do. And when we hunt, I was a growing boy. My dad lead me. I walk. With my dad, I was around 12 years, 14 years old. I love my daddy. I go with him, walk with him. We on the way walk. Sometimes we spruce and they fly out, land on the tree. Sometimes daddy got a little axe. They threw right on the tree and they hit them, knocked them down. Sometimes 2 tree birds, they hit them. Sometimes they cut the green willow, pretty good size, but the size more long. That's just the way we get our bird. Rabbit, we got sinew, snare, and we got in our pocket. And we getting hungry, we sit snare through the brush, rabbit trail. And we go around way down and run big sick. Rabbit, they hurt us, they run down the trail. We catch rabbit, snare, clean them and dry them.
It's like that one?
Yeah. I got that one back in 1912, I guess. 1912, we got this. Irishman, guy named Nudin. The first time put trading post on Hill Lake. That's what they call trading post. He got sawmills, got everything set up. All that old man, real hard work, They got two young girl, one boy, and his wife. Just not too long ago, I think around 14, they move up. In 1915, big gold strike up Shoshana. That's the only time I see white men. That time I see a lot of white men. Boat, all boat in the river, little boat in the river. Fun of us, that little inboard motor. We laugh at them, all some muskrat up the river. Big boat, white seal slew. White seal went up, steamer a lot. Alice went up to Shoshana. At all the time we see white men. And the first Dawson strike goal coming out the other way, some people going this way. That the people coming out from Valdez and Indian people living down Aleuts, people in that area. They lead them, come bring to Tansina. Copper Sunday, Gold China, Chisichina, Indian Creek, Slana, Sosludi, Mentasta. All through them trail, they call Eagle Trail. Indian, the elite white men. We do that lots of plenty. We pack this stuff. We pack this stuff in dock.
What did people say when they first saw these white people coming through? What did Indian people say?
Well, they used some young boys, learning white men. Some people walk with the white men from Aleuts, Eskimo. We see them people with, but they're talking to us, their language. We can't hear. Just this stretch, farther Tanana. All along the Yukon River, along the bay in Anchorage, Aleut people. We know each other, but just once in a while they come around, but this bunch here, right up to the border. As we go to Tetlin, North, even Tetlin, a lot of people. That's why old man, he get reservation in the dairy. So they, that's how we know each other. But we never go around. Nowadays, young generation beginning to coming up. Eskimo people, they real heat us, they scare us, but foolish. He's wrong altogether. We would train them, but they mean. They want to kill us all the time. Athabascan Indian. Never fight, not unless they get in trouble from other people. But I don't know. At one story, a lot of foolish ways they used to do back long before whites were here in Alaska. All them high-minded, Bay Hill, up there. Back in 1924, Ul Walter Adam, the elite white man with a bunch of horses, they bring him up the top. Then white man, they put the rock like this. They put can after can, and they build up. They put a ladder in, and they put it up. Quite a bit that kind of people. I work with them. I don't know what they're doing. They pass the land. And at this last time, 62, 3 years after, some people coming out to get up on top, minding the chapters. They take out rock to find a can. Still new yet. Ladder on his left. Not all the time we see the people. Us Indian people, the caribou herd run. Our mother's people, grandfather's people, tell us how to cut babies. Little skinny one and wide one. And I need that now.
How old would you be when you learned that? What age would you learn to cut that?
I think 8 years old.
Do you remember the first time you tried that?
Yeah, non Indian cook. We play around. My mom, they cut that one, and we run back to camp. He say, Andrew, come on, you cut this. You cut like what I cut. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do it or not, but I stop. I sit on my feet, and it's kind of hard for me to pull knife, some kind of teen knife. We pulled it right here, the person they pulled, and we put that same babbage follow to our finger, nail, like that. We pull in, same way he do. Before he gets stuck, we pull in right away, and string coming out, and put in another one, pull in. I didn't do too bad. Easy, that one. Thin and knife sharp. You can cut a lot of skin. At time, Indian grandpa's people make it a lot of snowshoes. So, they helped their grandfathers, they helped their uncle. all the women, sometimes five, sometimes four or sometimes six.
This is Yvonne.
So.
Oh, stop it.
It happened like that. Some old people didn't remember backwards. I see lots of people meet like that. Some not true. Some people just like me, just tell what they put on. I think good to have people, old people talk together and lined up real good. I don't think nothing wrong with it. Looks to me, it sounds for me, it's not really right someplace. Us different, we really just far away from other parts. I used to be really good when we just came.
All that picture they got. I'm surprised he got it all together.
That's Herbert Paul has
that? Huh?
Herbert Paul has
Yeah.
That?
We went to Northway, and they got a nice display in their school. Bunch of old pictures in there.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Yeah. That's what they do, too. They make old people, part of old people. They're not good people. The old people are real old people. And still they talk what they talk about. Mm. And other people died off.